to 8 o'clock, time for our word of the day. Why do we do this? Well, it's kind of an attempt, my attempt to share with you the beauty of the English language and to give you the opportunity to increase your vocabulary substantially to become a more effective, efficient, rounded and interesting person. Is that a good enough reason? I hope it is. If not, just don't listen for a while. Block your ears. There you go. The word of the day today is ad lib. What it means, ad lib? Well, firstly, it's a hyphenated word, ad-lib. To ad-lib something, such as a performance or part of a performance, is to improvise it. That is to make up words or music instead of saying, singing or playing something that has been planned. This is something that is familiar to every live performer, I think, in the world. And, you know, in a sentence, it might read like this: the actor forgot his lines, so he ad-libbed. Ad-lib comes from Latin and was first used as an adverb in the 18th century. The verb ad lib is a shortening of the Latin phrase ad libitum, meaning in accordance with one's wishes. To ad lib is to improvise, to go off script, to say or sing or play an instrument, whatever comes into your head in lieu of or in spite of a script or score. While ad libbing may seem like a risky venture, some of the most famous lines in movie history were ad libbed. Lines like, "Here's looking at you, kid," to, "You're gonna need a bigger boat." The day's word of the day. Today's word of the day is ad lib. And that was a little ad lib to bring you up to the fact that, well, if you are looking for the best in lekker things in Belito, this is where you'll find them.